The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. Warm welcome. Wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone, whatever circumstance. So, for tonight's practice, let's continue the theme of equanimity, practicing with the deliciousness of equanimity. It's one of those weeks in this country and in the world that you can't have enough equanimity. And it's helpful to keep resourcing ourselves with the peace, with the stillness, with the stability that equanimity affords. And as I said on Monday, because I think Monday we did equanimity, and I believe Diana last night also taught on equanimity. So just to touch into equanimity, to motivate it as we get into our practice together. One thing that can really help with our sense of stability and resilience and not being pulled over one way or another by the events of the world and the events of our lives, whatever they might be, is a sense of embodiment. And by embodiment, I mean simply feeling the body, bringing awareness, bringing our awareness, turning the gaze internally in the body. And as I say this, I'm seeing many of your eyes close and exploring, what is it like to bring my gaze internally to the body and settle? Perhaps right away, you can feel a sense of settling in the body, feeling more spacious and relaxed, more resilient, more stable. So, as always, we'll start with stabilizing with the breath, with the body, turning our gaze inward. And then as we open up to exploring the practice of equanimity with all that arises and passes away, just to remind us that equanimity has warmth to it, has care to it. It's not aloof. It's not uncaring. It's not cold at all. Equanimity is this spacious, beautiful feeling, beautiful state that we can abide in with an open, caring heart that holds witness for all the comings and goings in our lives and the world. All the sorrows, all the sadness, all the challenges, all the fears, all the joys, and it's stable, it's spacious. Stably witnessing, being with them all, being with them all, unmoved, unmoved. So, with those brief words, I'd like to invite us to get into our meditation posture. If we aren't already in our meditation posture, to land in this body. To land and arrive. Turning our gaze inward into this body, the sensations of the body. Not turning away from anything. And landing, inviting the body to arrive onto itself. Inviting awareness, knowing, to fully, intimately know. With intimacy, to know this moment's experience internally. With gentleness and curiosity. As if your feet were asking, what's my experience of this moment? What's being experienced in this moment? What am I feeling in this moment? As if your feet were asking, becoming really aware, intimately sensing all the sensations. Becoming alive with sensations. Now, as if your hands, as if your awareness was in the hands, inside the hands, asking, inquiring, gently with curiosity, what is this moment's experience? What is it like? What does it feel like? As if your hands were drinking in all the sensations. Arising in them. As if your awareness was in your sit bones or your bottom contacts the cushion or the chair. In the sit bones, your bottom was asking, switching the frame of reference to be internal. What are the sensations in this moment? Letting them be felt. Letting them be expansively experienced. Intimately experienced. Letting awareness spread internally. Visiting any part of the body that's most prominent internally. Maybe neck and shoulders. Feeling all the sensations from the inside. Maybe your face as it relaxes. Feeling all the sensations. Maybe the entire body as an organ. Organ of sensation. Organ of awareness. Organ of knowing. Sensing from the inside. Feeling alit. Feeling alive. Alit with sensations. With the awareness in the whole body, this organ of sensation. Letting the abdomen within the body, the breath to be felt, to be received. The abdomen. Breath being received, perceived. The abdomen, an organ of perception. Within the whole body. Just settling with the breath. Within the body, one breath at a time. And if thoughts arise, as we're taking a moment of refuge, inviting the thoughts to be breathed with the breath in the abdomen, receiving the breath, receiving sensations. The whole body, the abdomen and the whole body. As if radiating from the abdomen, the whole body. Spacious, expansive. The breath being felt throughout the body, the abdomen, the heart center, the limbs, the hands, the arms, the legs, the feet, the head. And relaxing, each breath relaxing, softening. Calming and soothing. And allowing. Now each breath. As it's received throughout the body. For this whole body breathing to feel even more expansive. Not effortful, but naturally. As it moves on its own through the body. As if it were being breathed just beyond the edge of the skin, a couple of inches beyond the edge, the border of our body. Again, not making the breath effortful. Whatever the breath is, let it be. Just being aware of it radiating. A sense of expansiveness. So that your edge isn't so solid. Sense of spaciousness, just as you're sitting and feeling the body. And there is a sense of spaciousness in the awareness. Awareness can feel more expansive, more spacious, holding all the sensations of the body and then some, as if your body is sitting in this field of awareness. As gently pervading, more spacious. And not to struggle with this invitation, however expansive or not spacious spacious or not awareness feels, it's okay. It's just an invitation. Let it land for you, around you, without trying to stretch it. Now in this field that includes the body, includes the sensations of the body, includes the heart, includes the mind. Whatever arises can be held just so. The sense of both stability in the body and expansiveness. In the field of knowing that's relaxed, gentle, and not bothered, not, doesn't coagulate, doesn't cling to whatever arises within it. There could be thoughts coming and going. Spaciousness can hold witness. Don't have to push them away. Don't have to get lost in them. You can just arise and pass. This too. This too. There may be emotions, sadness, heartbreak, worry. Spaciously held, not pushed away, and not clung to. So much spaciousness. So the body so at ease and relaxed, the mind at ease and spacious. That this too can be here. There's plenty of space. At any point, if there are too many thoughts or if it feels overwhelming, just come back to the body and the breath. Stabilize the stability of the sensations and the breath, and then, only after that, open up with spaciousness to all that arises and passes. Stays for a while. All good. Imagining, perhaps, if you wish. As if your awareness is like a light. It's pervading your whole body and beyond, spacious, all this light. Your consciousness, your awareness. Expansive, shining brightly on its own. There's nothing you have to do, it's just there. It's a light that illuminates. And so much can arise within its luminosity. Thoughts, emotions, they all get lit up. They all get known without impacting, without tarnishing. They have no impact on the knowing. All thoughts, sensations, emotions, just lit. As if the light is shining on them. They get seen, they get known. The light expansive. This awareness beyond, more resilient, this knowing, more spacious, more stable. Than we can ever know. sense of expansiveness of the mind, the heart, the body, being filled with light, light of awareness, gentle, loving. There is no need to push away, to grasp. It's a natural sense of equanimity, being present for our lives, whatever is happening, just as it is. Let your hearts, and may your hearts always be filled. May your bodies, your mind, spaciously be filled with light, the bright light of loving awareness. The womb of natural equanimity. Thank you all for your practice. So I will change the settings so you can chat with everyone. And if there are any reflections, please feel free to raise your blue hand or type in the chat of what might be coming up for you, any reflections you like to share, comments, questions. I guess one thing I share from my own practice as I was practicing with you, this invitation for this natural equanimity that can arise from this sense of spacious knowing, this metaphor of light, light of awareness. That can be there, just knowing what arises and passes spaciously after being in the body, after the sense of stability in the body. It can be another way to open into this practice of equanimity, upekkha. And for me, my heart, my whole body feels filled with light almost as I'm talking with you. Yeah. So Bill shares difficulty focusing. My own thoughts wouldn't settle down. And that's okay too, Bill. As you know, sometimes it's like that. And I hope you were gentle and you were kind with yourself and with your thoughts. Sometimes it's like that. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Gita, please.
I found I had to reframe this slightly for myself. And instead of expecting there to be the passive availability of equanimity, I positioned it as I'm showing up for myself. I'm doing a kind service to myself. Wanting to be seen with whatever occupies or preoccupies me right now. And realizing that while we often expect others to show up for us, we rarely show up for ourselves. So this was a real opportunity somehow. I've thought about it often, but tonight it really clicked. And somehow through the pathway of equanimity, I felt I was showing up for myself and observing what I wish others would see sometimes and acknowledge. And so that was very, very special. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Gita. Thank you so much for sharing how your practice tonight really landed and opened up in a way of showing up for yourself, holding space with equanimity for yourself, holding presence lovingly, compassionately, openly, spaciously for yourself. Absolutely beautiful, because really, and I want to relate it now, what you said, to the practice of equanimity, because it is with equanimity we are showing up first and foremost for ourselves, because the thoughts and the emotions, everything is right, is showing up internally, and it also feels like we're showing up for the world that way after we can show up for ourselves and hold ourselves in this way. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Gita. Yeah. And Parisa, yeah, shares on YouTube. Thank you, Nikki and community. So soothing, much needed. Thank you, Parisa. Wonderful that you're joining. Lovely. Glad it was supportive for you, what's needed. Any other reflections you'd like to share? Questions, complaints? Yuka says, your guidance made my body relax. The boundary between me and the outside has disappeared. It was a bond. Thank you for the wonderful experience. Ah, lovely. Thank you, Yuka. It's those moments where we feel the boundaries dropping, it can be transformative. It can be transformative for actually the way we show up in our worlds with respect to ourselves and others. So not to, of course, hang on to any experience or want any particular experience. Experiences come and go. And yet, such experiences can open us up, really shift our perspective, the way we show up in the world. So, yeah. So, and Mohsin asks, do these happen every day at this time? Yes, Mohsin, they show up the happy hours every day at this time, Pacific time, 6 p.m. Hope you join again on YouTube or on Zoom. Any other reflections or questions or complaints? Yeah, Leanne says, thank you for your mention of seeking refuge. Yeah, it's maybe we'll do a whole session on seeking refuge and on taking refuge next time as a practice. Yeah. And Leanne also says it's very helpful to settle into the self, yeah, into the body. I think it is helpful. Mindfulness of the body really, really helps us settle in, get in touch, take refuge in this moment, unique moments experience. And from there, after finding a foothold, then we can have an expanded out. And Rich wants to remind Mohsin, and because I said every day, it's actually every weekday. That's right. It's every weekday. So Mohsin, it's every weekday. Thank you, Rich. It feels like every day to me, but yes, it's every weekday. So, so I'll take one more pause for any reflection. And then I'd like to invite us, if no blue hands are showing up and no chats, then for the practice, for our practice together, here's the invitation I have as we show up in small groups. So, with equanimity, with supporting ourselves with equanimity, the resourcing the body. So one, the question to explore tonight, the invitation, is speaking about what supports you, what helps you to bring your awareness to the body, to become embodied, to stay embodied. So what works for you? So you can go round one cycle to share this, your experience, your wisdom with each other. And it can be inspiring to hear for others and for you to be held witness and saying, and you might say, actually, feeling embodied, something I have challenge with. It's like feel my breath in my abdomen for 1 second and it's gone again. So you can say that. And that's perfectly okay too. Keep it real. Keep it human. Just connecting with ourselves. And we'll go around. So you share what nugget. Maybe, you know, one sentence or two, the next person a sentence or two, and the third, and then going around a few times of allowing each other to bounce off each other and share your practice. And last time when we did something like this, it seemed like it was really joyful to share the ways that you were supporting yourself with equanimity. So this is parallel to that, but it's how are you supporting yourself with embodiment, with staying embodied, either during your guided your practice on the cushion or in daily life. So please learn from each other and share. And I'm going to create the rooms right now. And hope that you stay in practice. And if you can't, for whatever reason, that's perfectly okay. It's understood. So let's see here. Okay. All right. So I'm going to open the rooms now. Here we go. Okay. The rooms are closed, so have a couple minutes to hear some reflections. Please. You can either type or raise your blue hand. Please. Would love to hear from you. Jesse says, thank you, group. That's great. What did you notice in sharing? Violet, please. Yeah, you're unmuted now, Violet.
Oh, here I am. Okay.
Yeah.
Our group talked a bit about the difficulty of settling into the body and finding equanimity there when there's lots of pain there.
Yeah, good. It's a good question, you know, how to work with that in coming to the body when there is a lot of pain. So what I would invite you, what I would advise is, you know, what we did tonight with kind of coming to the body and then kind of finding a sense of spaciousness and openness to hold, to be with, not kind of tight, but kind of be with it, let the pain be. Is one way potentially to explore. There are many other ways, but this could be one way to explore. Does it make sense what I'm suggesting? Yeah. Because then that can the mind can still be at peace and at rest, even if the pain is in the middle. And again, having had chronic illness and a lot of experience with a lot of pain, this is one of the things that I know a lot about. So that's one invitation I have to explore. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. And Claire, I see your hand, please.
Okay, good. Thank you. No, I was sharing with Bill, just the two of us, and realizing I had meditated in other groups, but that in between times and even before, somehow my life has involved a lot of activities that require not focusing on the body, but experiencing life from the body. And to give you some examples, I'm a road biker and I ride long distances, and you have to stay totally focused. You can't pay any attention except to what's going on with your physical senses and how you're using your body. I dance tango, which is all about letting music direct your body. And no, there's intellectual process in any of these activities. They're all centered in the body and how the body responds to the environment. And they've all been extremely helpful to me. They're restorative. And I love to meditate too. But, you know, I mean, and it's funny that you would be doing this, because with the pandemic, actually, it's cut down a lot on the other things that I would normally do. But I need this, actually. I feel a great need for it. I thirst for this kind of activity.
Thank you, Claire. Thanks for raising that. I so appreciate hearing how there's all these other ways of training. The mind becomes trained to be embodied, to stay in the body, the biking and the dancing and the tango. And also Vicky is offering that walking meditation for her. Walking meditation helps her if she's having trouble staying embodied during sitting. So that's a sense of movement, like which when dance and road biking, just all of that, it can really help. It's a different kind of training. That's fantastic. Thank you all. I loved hearing your reflections about what helps you be embodied. I love it. This is great. So our time together has come to an end tonight. So I want to thank you for showing up and practicing for yourselves and for all those whose lives yours touches, and all beings everywhere. May you be safe, happy, and well. May your heart and mind be filled with the light of awareness, love, equanimity, and be of service to the world. Thank you all. Take good care. Stay safe. Bye. Oh, you can unmute. Oh, wait, let me change the settings. As always, you can unmute yourself to say, wait, here we go. Yes, to say group goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Fun. Love you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Have a good evening.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye. Bye.